Now, this article that I said was coming up, this was put out July the 18th, so just a few weeks ago. And here's the title of this. This was posted on the International Journal of Vaccine Theory, Practice, and Research. I saw this. Jane Ruby had a link to this on Twitter. Saw that this morning. So this is the International Journal of Vaccine Theory. This is the title of the study. Real-time self-assembly of stereomicroscopically visible artificial constructions. Real-time self-assembly of artificial constructions and incubated specimens of mRNA products, mainly from Pfizer and Moderna. And what they say here is that analyses reported here consist of precise laboratory bench science, aiming to understand why serious debilitating prolonged injuries and many deaths occurred increasingly without any measurable protective effect from the aggressively marketed products. They said the contents of the COVID-19 injectables, the so-called vaccines, I'm glad they call them injectables instead of vaccines. It's so phony. Anyway, they were examined under a stereo microscope at 400x magnification. Carefully preserved specimens were cultured in a range of distinct media to observe immediate and long-term cause and effect relationships between the injectables and living cells under carefully controlled conditions. In addition to cellular toxicity, our findings reveal numerous, and they say, on the order of 3 to 4 times 10 to the 6 per milliliter of the injectable. In other words, per milliliter, they're saying 3 to 4 million of these things. Per milliliter, 3 to 4 million. They said this is much too high of a concentration for it to be contamination. 3 to 4 million per milliliter of the injectable, visible artificial self-assembling entities ranging from about 1 to 100 micrometers or greater of many different shapes. There were animated worm-like entities, discs, chains, spirals, tubes, right-angle structures. Let me just pause there for a second. Right-angled structures. Right angles, you know, something like that. You can have a right-angled structure can occur naturally, but it is not, you know, when you start to see things like chains and right angle structures and things like that, it starts to look like it was artificially created, doesn't it? So chains, spirals, tubes, discs, right angle structures containing other artificial entities within them and so forth. All these are exceedingly beyond any expected and acceptable levels of contamination of the COVID-19 injectables. And incubation studies revealed the progressive self-assembly of many artificial structures. As time progressed during incubation, simple one- and two-dimensional structures over 2 or 3 weeks became more complex in shape and size, developing into stereoscopically visible entities in three dimensions. These things are growing and developing. They resembled carbon nanotube filaments, ribbons, and tapes, some appearing as transparent, thin, flat membranes, and others as three-dimensional spirals and beaded chains. Some of these seem to appear and then disappear over time. Our observations suggest the presence of some kind of nanotechnology in the Trump shots. Some kind of nanotechnology. As I said for the longest time, you look at the technologies that they are focused on, and the acronym is GRAIN. Genetics, robotics, artificial intelligence, and nanotech. The genetics and the nanotech are things that they can do, and we can't even see it. We can't even tell it. It's only when somebody does careful study in a scientific, in a bench setting, that you can see some of this stuff. But for the public, we can't even tell that we're being messed with this stuff. But these people have done a study, and they said they see these things assembling and increasing in complexity and dimensions over time. And they believe that it is nanotech. We don't know anything about, I mean, the general public knows nothing about nanotech. Nothing at all. Fauci, meanwhile, is admitting that he has been infected with COVID for the third time after being vaccinated and boosted six times. And so, you know, the mainstream alternative media will say, see, you know, it's garbage. Well, certainly that's enough to reject these vaccines. Not effective, and we know that they're not safe. But it's better for Fauci to say that it failed. And maybe you need to keep taking it, right? And we got these other, you know, we got variants. It's constantly changing. You're going to have to take more of it all the time. It's better for people to see him fail than it is for people to see the nanotech in these things, isn't it? The one thing they don't want people to see. Yeah, they want you to look at the Wuhan lab. And they want you to think the Fauci's creating bioweapons. They don't want you to see the jab is the bioweapon.
Of biased and false news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets publish things that simply aren't true without checking facts first.
Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think.
And this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
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 Break free from the usual script with a David Knight Show, a fresh perspective bringing you genuine insights on current events. But if the show is going to stay on the air, we'll need your continued support. Sharing the show, subscribing, and even just hitting the like button all help. And if you found our show helpful, please consider donating and becoming a part of a community that values the truth. Because independent, listener-funded news, untouched by corporate globalist agendas, is extremely important to our liberties.